Our sermon text for today comes from the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 7, starting in verse 9 through verse 17. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lord at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to the springs of living water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." This is the word of God for the people of God. Today is the day, the first Sunday in November, specifically usually the 1st of November, when we celebrate All Saints' Day in the church. It's a day when we remember those who have died in the faith in the past year. Some churches have services where they read off the names and remember people. Other churches just have a time of remembrance. Today I'd like to just take some time and think about those who have lived their life in faith and now are in heaven with God. Because all of us sitting here today have one or more of those people in our lives. People don't normally just wander into church and stay. There is somebody in their life who has had an influence on them that has brought them into church. Now that person can't save them, that person can't get them to heaven, but that person is responsible for bringing them to the foot of the throne that they might meet Jesus Christ as their Savior. We all have those people in our lives. It may be a mother or a father or a grandparent or a friend, or it could be any number of people. And then once we get into the church, we meet other people who have an influence on us. So today I'd just like to take a little time and think about those people, those who have influenced our lives in such a way that they brought us to the foot of the throne so that we might come to know Jesus Christ. For me, it was my mother. My mother took me to church, and later she asked me to go to church. But she didn't start out by asking me to go. She started out by taking me. And then as I got to be a teenager and I said, "I'm not interested anymore," she said, "Okay." I think she knew me better than I knew myself. But then I ended up coming back to the church. And she was always there as an influence. And then when I got into the church, there have been people who have influenced me in many different ways in the church to grow in faith. Some were pastors, some were Sunday school teachers, other people were just simple people. Simple people who didn't have any degree in theology, but had a lifetime of experience following Jesus Christ. And they proved to be an influence on our lives. They're the ones who remind us what it means to be a Christian in everyday life. It's not easy. It's not something that once we become a Christian, everything falls into line and everything is just wonderful. But what they remind us of is if we are a follower of Jesus Christ, that even when the difficult times come, we have strength for the difficult times. And for some of us, those people who have had great influence on us were those who struggled the most with physical ailments or other things. And they showed us in the midst of difficult situations that the love of Jesus Christ can see you through. Now we have a picture here in Revelation of a multitude. And when the Bible uses a multitude, the word multitude, it means greater than can be counted. We can't count the number of people who have become followers of Jesus Christ. And in this passage, they stand before the throne of God. They stand before the throne of God having been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and they're wearing white robes. Now that's significant because white means purity. Especially in Revelation when we're talking about the white robes and the white light and all of the things that are talked about in Revelation when they use that term white or bright. It means to be made pure, to be made whole, to be made perfect. So these people who stand before the throne, and it says they're going to be from every nation, tribe, language, and people. I don't think they left anybody out. That about covers it. Every group of people on earth will have those who have become followers of Jesus Christ and have had their robes washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because that's where forgiveness comes from. Forgiveness doesn't come from belonging to the right church or going to the right Sunday school class or the right Bible study or any other thing. Forgiveness comes from Jesus Christ. For us bowing down before him and admitting to ourselves and to him that we are sinners. And then through his blood, which he so graciously shed on the cross, we have forgiveness of sins. And then we become righteous in God's eyes. Now, that may bother some people to say, well, we're not perfect. I didn't say we were perfect. We will be perfect when we stand before God in our robes of white. But we are righteous. And righteous means that everything has been set right. If you think of a ledger book, all of the things that are negatives in the ledger book in your life have been erased, have been wiped out by the blood of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, we continue to sin, but we still have the opportunity to have those wiped out and to receive forgiveness of our sins, so that when at one day we stand before God, we can stand before him as purified, as holy, as righteous, as those who wear the robes that were washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, with no smudges, no marks, nothing on them but pure white, to remind us that in God's eyes, we have attained perfection. And that's our goal as Christians, to be able to stand before God and be judged perfect. You can't earn it. You can't work enough to become perfect. You can receive it freely from Jesus Christ. You can receive it and become, in His eyes, one of those people who is perfect. And those people in our lives who have shared that wonderful promise with us become so important. I think of Sunday school teachers that I had. I think of one person, I don't even remember his name, but I went to a summer camp one year, and oh, he was old. I'll bet he was 19. And we had the greatest summer camp. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And we got to learn about Jesus Christ and about God and to just work together and have fun. We built a raft out of milk cartons. It was so fun. And I still remember that. Here's a young man who gave up his summer to work with little kids so that they might know Jesus Christ. In our lives, we've had these people, parents who sat down with us and talked to us about the Bible, Sunday school teachers who taught us, all kinds of different people who've influenced our lives. And I think sometimes we forget about all of that influence, all of those people. And today's the day that we remember them. So today I want you to spend a little bit of time and just think about those who have influenced your life, especially those who have gone on to receive their robe. Don't grieve for them, because they have attained perfection in the presence of God. They are rejoicing. But for us, we need to remember that we have the opportunity then to be that kind of influence in other people's lives. Those people who are in your life, who are your mentors now, let them know about it. It's important that we understand that we're touching lives, that we're showing people the love of Jesus Christ and helping them to grow in their faith. Because if the church isn't doing that, then it is truly not the church. And if we're not doing that in our lives, then are we being the people of God? Are we truly living out our Christian life if we're not affecting anybody else? Christianity is not lived in a bubble. It's lived in community. That's the wonderful thing about it. We join together. We support one another. We pray for one another. We encourage one another. That's the strength of Christianity. That's the strength of the church. Knowing that one day we will stand shoulder to shoulder with one another before the throne of God, wearing our robes of white, knowing that we are God's people. Remember those who have influenced you. And by their example, influence others. Amen.